The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some people told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. Jesus said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But if I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 people who were killed when the tower at Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." And he told them this parable. There was once a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. As we gather on this now, the third Sunday in ordinary time, in Lent, we gather hearing our Lord speak of the absolute necessity to repent, to turn away from all the bad things and all the selfishness in our lives, and to live our lives according to His rules and His life, the gospel values, if you will. And He says there's consequences for not doing it. We will perish, apparently. We will perish and suffer. And to illustrate this point, he gives us this beautiful parable of this fig tree that does not produce fruit. This man goes to the fig tree looking for fruit, finds none, is frustrated with it, and decides to cut it down. I think that it's easy to make the connection with us. If we do not produce fruit, if we take the grace that our Lord has given us and we don't turn it in to fruit, good works in our lives, we're not producing fruit, and our Lord will cut us down. That is, He will judge us as not worthy of being with Him forever in heaven if we do not produce fruit. But thanks be to God, our Lord is patient, huh? Amen?
Amen.
He's patient. After all, in the parable, he lets the tree go for a whole nother year, knowing that if the tree doesn't produce fruit during that year, it'll be cut down. So, the question that we are left with now, after realizing that our Lord wants us to produce fruit in our lives, He wants us to do something with the grace that He gives us, the question that remains is, what does this fruit look like? What exactly are the things that our Lord's looking for in our lives? In other words, when He comes to us and He looks at us as this man came to the fig tree looking for fruit, what is it that the Lord's looking for in our lives? What is the fruit that He's looking for? St. Paul, in the fifth chapter of Galatians, verse 22 and 23, lists very famously the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. And he uses that word fruit very purposefully because St. Paul had this in mind, this parable in mind when he was speaking of it. He realized under the guidance of the Holy Spirit that these 12 fruits that he lists are fruits. They're indicators that the person who's producing these kind of things in his or her life is doing the right things, is producing fruit. And so here, the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit listed in Galatians chapter 5, 22 through 23. The 12 fruits are charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, modesty, self-control, and chastity. As I read those fruits off, was it easy for you to recognize those virtues in your life? Was it easy for you to go, oh yeah, definitely? Or was it, not so much, not so much. Nope. Here, listen one more time. These are the 12 gifts of the Holy Spirit. And as I read them out one more time, think about each one and whether or not you consider yourself a person who is fruitful in those kind of works. Charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, modesty, self-control, chastity. If you find in your life that your life is abundant in these things, then yes, you can be confident that you are producing fruit. That when the Lord comes to you in search of fruit, He will find something. But if you find it hard, or if the fruit is kind of like little raisins or something, we got room to work. And I think if we're all honest, we all have room to work on, huh? Amen? So if your life, if you find yourself not being charitable, if you find yourself not joyful, if you find that in your life that you're very unpeaceful, that you're not patient, that you are not kind, that you are not good to people, that you're not generous, that you aren't gentle or meek, if you're not faithful to our Lord, to your spouse, to your friends, if you're not modest, both in your word, your speech, or your dress, if you're not able to control yourself, and lastly, if you're not chaste with yourself or with others, yeah, we got work to do. But thanks be to God, our Lord gives us the Holy Spirit to be able to purge all those things in our lives that are keeping us from Him. And this is what Lent is all about, is it not? This is what Lent's all about. It's about recognizing in our lives where we need repentance, what we need to do to get rid of all the garbage that's keeping us away from the Lord, and to turn to Him so that we can have the ability to start producing fruit. Because all these things that are keeping us from the Lord, all these things that are dragging us down, it's like parasites or worms that are eating away at the core of who we are, and it stunts our ability to grow, to produce fruit. Today, at this Mass, no matter where you are, no matter how much work you need to do, or how little work you might need to do, today at this Mass, we all come as one family, and we come to the fount of all holiness and beg the Holy Spirit to pour into our hearts a great desire for holiness, for repentance, to get rid of all this nastiness that's causing us to not produce fruit. Today, let us come before our Lord and receive Him in the Holy Eucharist so that we could begin to produce fruit, fruit that will last, fruit that will endure into eternity. Amen. Amen. Amen.